Good brothers, good sisters, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 48 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. I hope you all are doing super well. I hope everything's going great for you guys. I don't know if many of you guys live in cool climates like I do, but I can say, as I live in Northwestern Ontario, Canada, we are presently on lockdown again. And not only that, but it keeps snowing and snowing and snowing. I'm kind of over it. It's kind of redundant. I'm done. So if you're in a cold climate, I hope you guys are staying warm. If you're in a warm climate, I hope you guys are staying cool. I hope you guys are just doing fabulous. That's kind of my point there, is just I hope everyone is just doing really well. You guys know that this is the time of the week that I do my impact review. I explained on the last episode that I took last week off of podcasting to spend as much time as I could with family and friends over the holidays. I mean, I couldn't do much, being that COVID is still running rampant, but I did what I could, and I did tune into last week's impact, and I gotta tell you, I was super, super frustrated. So I tune in, and I watch it on the Fight Network here in Canada. I don't have Access TV. I don't really even understand what kind of channel that is, what it normally shows. I know lots of people make jokes about it and it being an obscure channel. I don't know. I watch it on the Fight Network and I'm a fan of the Fight Network, so I've got no complaints on my end. However, last week when I tuned in, the Fight Network put up a screen and it said that they were experiencing technical issues. So I was like, what's going on? Because a lot of the times when it snows here, we lose our signals. The weather was clear, it was beautiful. Really couldn't understand what was going on. We didn't end up connecting with the feed at all, and they ended up airing a repeat from the week prior. Now that super pissed me off, because I really wanted to watch this. I wanted to see the year-end awards. I knew it was only part one, but I was really kind of disappointed, I have to say. So I didn't end up watching it, but I did look into it and read a few recaps. So I'll briefly summarize what went down last week on the Best of 2020 Part 1 that aired on December 22nd, 2020. So we will start off with our 2020 year-end awards. So the knockout of the year went to Deonna Purrazzo. I can see it. Would she have been my pick? No. I think Taya Valkyrie, having the longest reigning knockouts championship reign at the beginning of the year, she was still champ. That stood out to me more. I think Jordan Grace finally defeating Taya Valkyrie and ending that reign was more impressive to me. I could see why they went with Deonna Purrazzo. She's been booked really solid. I don't know if I agree with that, but I could see how we came to this conclusion. Next up was the tag team of the year, and that went to the North, which I think is probably pretty fitting. They were pretty dominant this year, ran into some troubles at the end of the year, as we are seeing play out now. But again, another team, longest reigning tag team champs in Impact history, definitely makes sense to go to them. And you guys know I'm like a total mark for the Motor City Machine Guns, but I also love the North, and the North deserved this. X Division Star of the Year went to Ace Austin. Kind of forgot he was champion this year. Not gonna lie. Wow, this has been a really long year, it feels like. Makes sense, though. He was X Division champ for quite a while as well. Haven't seen too much of him lately, so I'm curious to see when he comes back on TV, what the deal is going to be there. Because he's been pretty quiet, but he started off the year with a huge bang. Wrestler of the Year went to Deonna Purrazzo. No, I don't agree with this at all. I don't know. I would have picked anybody over her. I don't see how she became Wrestler of the Year this year. I really don't. She's been solid. You can see some weaknesses in her game. Yeah. No. I would pick anybody over her. Hell, I'd say I'd even give it to Rich Swann over her. And you guys know how much I like Rich Swann. So that should just basically say it all. Finishing move of the year went to the Good Brothers and their Magic Killer. All right, not going to complain about that. And the one to watch in 2021 went to Chris Bay, which absolutely, yes, for sure. Totally, that totally makes sense. Then we saw a little promo with Don Callis and Kenny Omega reminiscing over holidays past. Don Callis says he remembers a time Kenny was 11 years old and Don asked him what he wanted for Christmas. He said Kenny responded by saying he wanted to run the wrestling business one day. Kenny Omega says there is a higher power. There is a Santa Claus. He has delivered the All Elite Championship, the only championship that matters. Don Callis says, you've made it so like every day is Christmas. What a great gift to give. Kenny Omega. Man, if more kids were like you, I'd probably have kids. A whole stable of Kenny Omegas. Kenny Omega says, often imitated, never duplicated. And that he'd like to coin that phrase. Sure, Kenny. Don Callis then wishes us happy holidays. I like the pairing of these two. I think it's somewhat sinister. I like it. I like it. Anyways, then they showed the bracket for the 2021 Super X Cup that's going to be taking place at Genesis on January 9th, 2021. So it's going to be Ace Austin versus Suicide, Daivari versus Cousin Jake, Crazy Steve versus Trey Lamar, and Casey Navarro versus Blake Christian. So some new faces in here definitely makes sense. With the departure of the Rascals, there's three X Division people that have left and have created some open spots. So let's see what the X Division is going to look like this year. I was also excited to see Ace Austin's name in this. Like I said, he's been pretty quiet and I'm kind of ready to see what he's got for us. So that was basically it for part one of the best of 2020. Then we move into this week's episode that aired on December 29th, 2020, the best of 2020 part two. They kick off the show with In Memory of John Brody Lee Huber, which I thought was really classy of them to do. Of course, it's Josh Matthews and Scott D'Amore hosting again. And they announced that the moment of the year for 2020 was the Slammiversary 2020 returns and debuts. And I think they're right with this. We had the return of the Motor City Machine Guns. We had Heath debuting. EC3 returned. Rich Swann returns from injury. Eric Young returns. Rich Swann eliminates Eric Young in the match. And Eric Young ends up re-injuring Rich Swann. Eddie Edwards wins the Impact title. And then the Good Brothers debut. And they take out Madman Fulton and Ace Austin. Slammiversary, like I've said in the past on this show, was a really solid card. It was really entertaining all the way through. And I would have to say that, yeah, you know what? Slammiversary was probably the moment of the year for sure. There were so many twists and turns in that show, and it was great wrestling. So no complaints about that on my end. We then go to Willie Mack, and he is asked what his New Year's resolution is. He says to keep wrestling, take it as far as I can, and travel the world. We then see the match between X Division champion Ace Austin versus Willie Mack from Rebellion 2020. Of course, the X Division championship is on the line, and this was the match that Willie Mack was able to defeat Ace Austin to win the X Division title. Next, we go to Tasha Steelz and Kira Hogan, their New Year's resolutions. Of course, it's to be Knockouts Tag Team champions. We then go to Deonna Purrazzo, who's with Kimberly. And she says that she's interested in Taya Valkyrie's challenge and very interested in this match. Taya Valkyrie always goes on about being the longest reigning Knockouts champ. If I can beat the longest champ, I can be the longest reigning champ. I accept, Taya. When my masterpiece is revealed, your fate will be sealed. Really effective little promo here. I'm interested to see this match. I'm very interested. I would hope that Taya takes out Deonna. I just think that's the way it should go. I think Taya's the better wrestler. I think she's the veteran. I think she has the edge. And I just think she should be the one to knock Deonna off her pedestal that she's been put on the last few months. Next, we go to Rich Swann's resolutions. It is to help bring Impact to the highest level. He says this while he's strumming a guitar and he kind of sings it. That was kind of lame. I have to say, it was really lame. We then see recap footage of Rich Swann's injury and rehabilitation and his subsequent return when he defeats Eric Young for the Impact title, finally culminating his journey. You guys know I don't care about that. They play it up like it's super emotional. I guess some people would buy into that. For me, I could really care less. Jordan Grace's resolution is next. She says hers is to respond to people on Twitter less, and I would probably agree with her because she is always fighting back with people and I think causing herself undue stress. We then see the tag team title match between the champions, the North versus the Motor City Machine Guns. This was a great match, awesome match, great wrestling. We then see the Motor City Machine Guns win the tag titles. They end the North's record-breaking reign. This was just a great match. It was a great match. I'm glad they included this on the best of 2020 because it was a wonderful match. If you have not checked it out, check it out. Then we go to Scott D'Amore and Josh Matthews. And Scott D'Amore said something that stuck out to me. He said, we started off the month with All Elite Winter's coming. In January, hell freezes over at Hard to Kill. So I'm really interested to see what is going to cause hell to freeze over. Already, we're seeing the dream match. I mean, we got Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers versus Rich Swann and the Motor City Machine Guns. And I just have to laugh when I see Rich Swann as the champ representing Impact. You are on no way the same level as Kenny Omega, and no one can convince me otherwise. So don't even bother trying. But that intrigued me. That really intrigued me. Next, Johnny Swinger gives us his New Year's resolution. It is to wish Bill Watts a happy holiday. Because, of course, that's Johnny Swinger. We then see footage of AC Romero questioning Crazy Steve backstage about Larry D being set up. Crazy Steve tells AC that his trail continues on. He heard some scuttlebutt that came from the groom's side when Johnny Bravo was shot. He said, you may want to check with my Wrestle House roomie, Johnny Swinger. Interesting. I guess we're still not done with this. I don't know what to say. They quite clearly went with Larry D or Lawrence D, his alter ego. Lawrence D admitted it. I don't really know what else there is to say about this and why they're continuing it, but we shall see. We then see footage of a recap of Wrestle House and everything that entailed. Yes, it was the first time something like this was done in wrestling. It was interesting at times. It was really lame at times. Good idea. For a first attempt, I would say A-OK for sure. Next, we see the X Division Championship match at Final Resolution 2020. Our champion, Rohit Raju, took on Manic, a.k.a. TJP. And of course, we know that Manic picks up the X Division title in that match. Even though that match did not happen all that long ago, not even a month, makes sense that they showed this match because that feud between Manic and TJP is not ending. It's just not. So it's going to be on the front burner there, I think, for the early bit of 2021. I don't know how long they'll continue it, but we will see. We then see footage of Ken Shamrock's Impact Hall of Fame induction. Of course, we get to see footage of The Rock appearing via video to induct Ken Shamrock. Again, really special moment for Impact. Makes sense that they would include that in the Best of 2020 show. I, for one, did not think I'd ever see The Rock participate in anything Impact. So the fact that he did, wow, that's a feather in their cap for sure. We then go to Eddie Edwards and his New Year's resolution. He says he doesn't make specific resolution, that he sets goals. It is now time for Impact to announce what was the 2020 match of the year. It was the Slammiversary 5-way for the Open Impact title. It was Eddie Edwards versus Rich Swann versus Ace Austin versus Trey versus Eric Young. Of course, we know Eddie Edwards picks up the title there. We then see video package from Eddie Edwards thanking everyone for voting for this for being match of the year. He thanks the fans and everyone involved. And that, my friends, is the end of the show. Okay, I'm glad I got to see the show. Like I said, I was disappointed I didn't get to see part one. However, having said that, I don't like recap shows. I really don't to watch them myself. I find it very hard. And I know that there's irony in the fact that I do recap shows. I'm Yeah. But once I see something once, I have a hard time sitting through it again. So to have this best of 2020 special be 2 hours each week, 4 hours in total, that was a lot of stretching of the time they had to do. Really hard to sit through because, like, I'm someone, once I've seen it, I've seen it, and I kind of remember everything I need to remember from it. There's very few matches that I go back and rewatch. There's very few. So yeah, this was a little bit hard for me to get through, I have to say. I think 2 hours each week was pushing it. I think it would have been better, maybe an hour special. But that's just me being nitpicky for sure. But I mean, even clip shows, like the one that stands out to me, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. Huge, huge, huge. I've never gotten sick of that show. I still watch it every day. But when they do those clip shows, I cannot tune in. I like them. And so that's kind of how I felt about this. Having said that, I think Impact had a really fucking great 2020. They are definitely showing the wrestling community that they can be contenders again. And I am really excited for everything that they have in store for 2021. And like I said, with Scott D'Amore saying hell is going to freeze over, I'm really interested to see what they have up their sleeve. I think they need to deliver. You can't say something like that and just have something weak ass. You have to have something strong to back that up. And I do believe they do. So I'm excited to see what Impact has for us this year for sure. I will definitely be covering it for you guys. There's no doubt about that. But that's all I got for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for all your support on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pop. We definitely appreciate it more than you will ever know. Keep watching us. We got some really excited stuff planned ourselves for 2021, and you're going to want to be a part of it, let me tell you. So definitely keep checking us out, and we will be back soon. Always keep checking our feed. There's usually something up every day. Thank you again. Cannot thank you enough. And I just want to wish you guys a very happy and prosperous new year. Celebrate it with the people you care about. I will be back soon. And just remember, it's all one love.